Hello? If you're lost about where to chat, check my tweet. And there is a quote or tweet.
Yeah.
And there is a link to the chat where we're at
Yeah.
right now that we're looking on my PC, which is plugged in, but the
Yeah.
internet is not very good.
No,
So
it's really not
the
good.
internet is kind of questionable.
Yeah.
So
But actually, when we were in the lobby, it was like 100 upload or
I
something like that.
know, in the room, not really.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
Yeah.
now it's like 7 or something.
And also it sometimes just like stops. Like if you try to watch a YouTube video, it'll start like loading.
Yeah, we were just watching YouTube and it was like
Yeah.
yeah. But
So we
hello.
gave up, so we're here now.
Yeah.
And we were delayed because we were trying to download. It took a while to download. We were trying to download my new
Yeah.
Skeb to see the layers.
Very
We were
important. Very important.
I just got my new Skeb back. It's the it's my spicy one from my birthday. And we were trying to see if the steam was a separate layer. The great news is, or I don't know, it's great news is the steam is indeed a separate layer. Excellent news, guys. So maybe later on, next couple of days, check the members folder. Check the members folder later. It'll be there. Yeah. So we were like, whoa!
Oh, baby.
We just had to check. Yeah, ちょっと やばい.
やばい
Whoa!
ね。
Wow!
Wow!
We have it open. Okay,
Wow!
you just like close it.
But yeah, we're in onsen
Yeah.
now. We went to onsen
So,
twice today.
yes. This place has an onsen on the roof and in the basement. So we went to both. It was very, very nice.
It was super nice, yeah.
Yeah, this
Like,
place, this honestly, I was not expecting it to be
no,
this
no,
nice.
no. It was super nice, and like we had a really yummy dinner, and like we drank lots of osake.
The sake was so nice. Yeah, we were like looking through the menu and being like, which one is the easiest to drink? We'll get that one. And
Yeah, we got a really
then
sweet
yeah.
one.
And then the staff lady recommended us the one, and then it was really good. At first we were like, oh, maybe it's not that sweet, because we just had something really sweet right before that. And then later, the more we drank, we're like, oh, this is actually really nice. It's really sweet. So it got better and better.
It was super nice, and we took
Yeah.
a walk around and
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
We took a walk around the like a lot of like onsen like towns have like an onsen like shopping area. So we took a walk around that area. It's like really quaint, really nice, and we had some nice apple juices
Yeah,
and
lots of apple
things.
juices.
It was really nice.
Yeah, unfortunately the hotel Wi-Fi is not that good, but at least we
Yeah.
could talk to you guys this way.
Yeah, I'm not using the Wi-Fi right now. I'm not even. I like gave up on the Wi-Fi. We're just using my data.
Yeah. Thank
Yeah,
you for your data, Lua.
it's okay. I got like 20 gigs. We're fine.
Wow, you don't have unlimited data?
I have like $20 for 20 gigs. We're
Oh, well
okay.
that's not too bad. Yeah.
We're all good.
But yeah, it was a good day
We
so
did have a
far.
great. Oh my God. Speaking of the day, so the hotel that we got is like what, like a like within like 10 minute walk from the station. So we were like, oh, we can just walk over like with our luggage, right? It's gonna be fine. And then it turns out the hotel was like uphill 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was
So
7 minutes
yeah.
uphill, but like not just in like regular like conditions, it was like very hot.
Yeah.
Like 100 degrees kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like so, Fahrenheit. So I don't know how much that is in
Yeah, I was the
Celsius,
only
but
one with the suitcase. I was like dragging my suitcase up the slope in like 100 degree weather
yeah.
in the sun. And then
It was
I was like,
so
wait,
bad.
it's supposed to be only 7 minutes, but it's like up the hill. I deeply regret it. And then the staff when we arrived, it's like a kind of place with a lot of omotenashi. So they like talk way too much to you. They like try to give you way too much service. So they'll like make comments. It's like, oh, asoko wa atsui desu ne. And I'm like, yes, it's hot. You can tell I'm sweating.
But like the dude like low-key was like, oh yeah, by the way, there's a shuttle bus. Right when we got there, right when we got there.
Outside. By the way, there's a shuttle. It's like, I know. I regret it. You can tell, huh? The comments. It's like, it's always the comments.
It's like, it's just low-key savage.
Yeah. He was like really politely like dissing us. Yeah. For our terrible decision making.
Oh wow, you're so dumb to walk up the mountain.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a shuttle bus. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny. It's just like, that's how they do servers here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You think they're being nice, but they're actually roasting you.
They're actually dissing you. Yeah, they're like roasting you right now.
Yeah. Also, Lua, she has like an allergy to like
The shrimp. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, yeah. She didn't say anything before, but when we checked in, she's like, I have a slight shrimp allergy, right?
Yeah.
And like, her dinner didn't come with shrimp, it came with uni, which
instead,
is sea urchin and like way more expensive.
I know they replaced my shrimp with sea urchin. I was like, oh my god, okay, these two other girls also have allergies. Yeah. The shrimp guys, can you also replace their set, please?
Lua's sister was like, yeah, I'm also allergic to shrimp. So, But we ate some fancy shrimp.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that was, yeah. I mean, they have to replace a shrimp with like a similarly priced item.
Yeah.
I think the big shrimp is actually similarly priced to uni.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the sea urchin is great. I'm very happy that I'm allergic to shrimp.
Thank God I'm allergic to shrimp.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't replace it for you. Sometimes you tell them, they'll be like, sorry, we can't do anything about that.
Right.
You just have to deal with it.
Exactly.
But today, for some reason, I think it's because it's the day right after the Obon holiday. So we managed to get like a really good price for like a place that normally would have been kind of pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys will see later. Because we recorded a lot of like stuff.
We recorded and took pictures. So,
and the service here is like better than like most of the places I've ever been. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like everything is like, it's like a old-ish hotel, but everything feels renovated and new.
It's new. It's
It doesn't feel like it's falling apart. Because you know, a lot of old hotels in Japan actually feel like they're falling apart. Like the paint is coming off. Like, the doors are not working. Mm. And like, they're like small things that make you realize, even though the service is really good,
right,
they're just like small things regarding like the renovation that are really obvious. It's really old, but here
it's super nice.
Like, it's literally really nice.
And it smells like a tatami mat.
Which is nice. Should I take something from the fridge? I'm kind of thirsty.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to drink?
Maybe I should take the Pukari. I'm kind of thirsty. I'm still dying from yesterday.
She's very dehydrated.
Yeah,
I mean, we all are, I guess.
Yeah,
but
like, it's so hot.
It's really hot. Yeah, it's a really nice place. And like,
what
are you doing? Kora wa. Kora is an hydration. I don't know if you guys know, but there's this Japanese drink called Ukon no Chikara.
I tell them every time. I'm like, I have to drink my Ukon no Chikara. Before I do a drinking stream, I'm like, guys, I have to drink my Ukon no Chikara.
No, I don't even know if that helps.
Every time I tell.
It's like a drink for like your liver. Yeah, to like help with hangovers.
I get Ukon no Chikara super max.
Super max.
I get the most expensive Ukon no Chikara, hoping it will help.
I think it's like a placebo effect, honestly.
You know, Ukon no Chikara normal has one of the an ekisu, the liver, whatever put in. And then the second most expensive has two, and then the third most expensive one has three. So I always buy the one with three and it tastes the worst. But
it has
actual
liver in it?
I don't really know what it is. It has some kind of like herb in it. And then, like, apparently it has three different ones. And then it can, like, I don't know, it's the most it's the most effective. So I always buy that one. I'm hoping it works better.
I don't think it will.
Yeah.
But they have, like, a lot of weird drinks in Japan. They have, like, this drink called Shokora BB. And it's like for your skin.
It's actually tasty though.
It's yummy.
You have the light one.
Yeah.
Light BB one.
It's like kind of like soda.
It's like, make this one bigger.
Yeah.
Make it bigger. I will drink the 500 milliliter. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it actually works. It's definitely placebo. But, like, same with the chocolate BV. It probably doesn't work. But, like,
it's supposed to be good for your throat, too.
Yeah, your throat and your skin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of weird health drinks here, but I guess they have that anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to charge me 330 yen for this.
Yeah, bye. It's like, not even that big.
I'm so thirsty. I'm dying. I'm like, maybe I should go and, like, find a machine somewhere.
Yeah, they
have a bigger drink.
Yeah.
But they probably cost similar, no?
True. Yeah. Let's see. What's the most expensive drink in here? It's 825 yen for a beer.
Oh, I could have drank the mineral water. Maybe that should have been smarter.
Oh, because it's bigger, right?
It's just mineral water. Yeah, it's just the water. Fuck. I'll drink the mineral water next, maybe.
Yeah. Do you usually say that on your stream?
No. I was just really kuyashi about the water, you guys.
Lola! Whoops.
No.
F-bomb dropped.
Oh my god. My sister wrote on a notepad, like, holiday mood is hitting.
Yeah. Most sister's right next to us right now.
Yeah. She's typing to us.
She's really cool. She's really nice. I like her.
She's the smartest one.
She's smart.
She's the smartest one here. She's a doctor. Oh, I just say she's a doctor.
Oh, she's a doctor. Yeah. She's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, we did all of these, like, weird tests. They had, like, weird tests.
Oh, yeah. She was explaining the blood pressure and stuff to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the phone machine.
Yeah.
And all of them, like, take your age and they add, like, a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, and then all of us did it and all of us had our ages, like, plus the same amount of years.
Yeah.
So it was rigged.
But, like,
none of us had different results. It was just our age plus a fixed number of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, but it's funny because it's just for, like, old people. Like, literally people who are, like, 70 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think they're just trying to tell you, every time they're trying to tell you, oh, you're, like, old and you should take more baths. So
that's
why you should do more onsen.
Exactly.
Like the moral of the story is you should take more baths.
Yeah.
Like, they literally tell you on your results that you should take more baths.
Yeah. We're in a retirement home.
Yeah, every time they tell you, you should take more baths.
Okay, we are in a retirement home. Because, like, in my stream before, I said, we're going to go to onsen. And, like, some people in my chat were like, oh, my God, sexy ladies galore. Guys, we're, like, the youngest people here. I'm not even kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah. Like, everyone else has, like, as old as, like, 80 years old.
Yeah, everyone has, like, children. At least 60. Everybody else here. Everyone else here, it's because young people can't afford to come to a place like this in Japan. How much do you think young people are paid in Japan?
Yeah, they're not paid much, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they can't come here. So,
yeah.
We're the youngest people here, basically.
Yeah, exactly. People can't afford to come to these places, like, especially right after Golden Week.
Yeah.
Nobody has this holiday. Nobody has this day off.
No way.
Yeah. A lot of hot grandmas here, exactly.
No! Also, my dreams are shattered as well because, like, I also expect, like, there's going to be, like, all these beautiful girls in the onsen and we're all going to be, like, together and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like
that. It's, like, moms and their kids and grandmas.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, families and grandmas.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only people you see at onsen. Yeah. Especially if you go to the nicer one, you go the older the people are.
Yeah,
because of the price.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want to go to, like, a place with, like, maybe, like, younger people, maybe, like, a Subasento in, like, a city center.
Yeah.
A Subasento in a city center.
Yeah.
I'm, like, telling people where a lot of people are. Yeah, that's where all the young people go because that's what they can afford.
But, like, that doesn't even matter to them because, like, most, I think everyone here is a dude, so they can't even go in the female bath.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to go to one where they have, like, a swimsuit. But then if you go to a swimsuit area, it'll all be, like, old ladies doing, like, water aerobics. Yeah, like, for real. Yeah. Like, sometimes some Subasento have a unisex area where you have to wear a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And then the unisex area is used for, like, water exercise.
Yeah.
Like, water, like, walking in water, literally. Like, old people walking in water. That's what you see at the unisex area.
Jesus? Yeah. Yeah. So it's not what you expect.
It's great for people who like grandmas.
I hope that no one has the preference of grandmas.
Yeah. Who also love coffee.
Yeah. Not yet. Yeah. You have to come back like 60 come years later. Come back in 60 years.
And I hope you like grandmas. Yeah.
we'll get old together. It'll be great.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, water. Oh my god, water polo grandma, but grandma beats you. And the water polo, she completely destroys you.
And Granny water polo. Too strong at water polo. Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see that. Like, Granny's so good at water polo.
Yeah. But it's a really nice place. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah. We had some really good food.
Mm. Yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. We took pictures of it. Mm-hmm. But Lua wouldn't listen to anything that anyone would
say. I know. Every time they serve something, I'm just like looking at the food, and I'm like, okay, so what do we do with this?
But the lady's
explaining it, and it's just like it's like coming into one ear and out the other. I'm like having. She's like, you know, she's so good. I'm just like,
she's like
good.
Looking at the food and not concentrating on what they're saying, and she's like,
yeah. And I'm like, so what do we do? Yeah. But even my sister, who doesn't understand Japanese, knows what to do after they say. Yeah. Going on, I didn't listen and I didn't like look as well because she's also gesturing, right?
Yeah, like, meanwhile, Lou's sister is just like, I got it,
yeah, I know, and she doesn't even understand Japanese.
It's so funny.
Oh my god, yeah, I try to do sukiyaki without the soy sauce.
Okay, listen.
So I tried to do sukiyaki. Yeah. I'm like, why is it sticking to the pot?
Yeah. It's sukiyaki and it's supposed to have like sauce. Yeah, right? Yeah. And Lua's like, why does this taste so bland? I'm like, Lua, did you put the sauce in?
No, because they said to cook the meat first and then put the sauce.
Yeah.
But then I was cooking the meat without putting the sauce, and I took the meat out without putting the sauce.
Yeah, and she's like, why does it taste so bland?
Yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. I put the sauce later.
Yeah, and it was good. Yeah. It was really good. But, like, I was saying, so, like, sukiyaki has, like, raw egg, right?
Yeah.
And, like, basically, in the cloud that I live in now, like, you're supposed to be scared of raw eggs because they have, like, salmonella and disease. So, like, I see the raw egg and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's okay here. Yeah, raw egg is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, I'm going to get the mineral water.
Oh, my God.
I've made a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten the car.
She's getting so many charged drinks.
Mineral water, 330 yen.
By the time this is over, the whole fridge will be empty.
Oh my god, it's even got plastic on the lid.
They don't give us free water? No. Oh wait, no, they free water. Oh. This one.
But they have to pour it at the top. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it back. I didn't open it.
Pour it in the fruiting cup.
Okay. All
right. It's like, wait, no, but this water's for like old people. It's like, wait, look, read it.
It says, look, read it. Oh. Yeah. For people who is a patient of kidney disease and chlamydia. Or take medicines, please contact. Okay, permeability, much minerals, and make stomach better.
Oh my god, English of this one sounds so funny. No, the English early
was so funny too. What does it take off your shoes?
Yeah, it was like, shoe no take in bath and take no slipper in
life. I don't know, it was just like, if you Google translated this, it wouldn't be this bad. But like, you know, like, the sign for telling you to not take other people, not steal other people's slippers was like, just raw English. Yeah, much mineral.
Much minerals.
Much minerals. Wait, can we take a picture? Much minerals.
Little sister's dying.
Much minerals. Is she taking a picture?
Much mineral. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna drink much minerals, you guys.
Yeah. Much minerals. It's so funny. It's passion English, exactly. It's just it's just like, it's someone like in the department who's like, yeah, that guy can speak English over there. Yeah, let's have him translate it. Meanwhile, it's like this 65-year-old
man. Yeah, and he can barely, he spoke English like once in his life.
He had one encounter with a foreigner, and he's like, I got this.
Oh my god, can we take a picture of the thing downstairs?
Like, yeah, just, I think like, we can.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just go to that sign and then take a picture of the sign telling you not to take the wrong slippers. It's just so relevant to everything that I've done so far.
Oh my god, yeah. Is that your sister? No, that's Nene, but my sister's also here, but she's not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a very nice girl. Yeah. Oh, that's all you have to know. I met her for the first time today.
She's cool.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, this is really fun.
Yeah, I haven't been to onsen like this before in like a big room, so it's really fun. It's just like
so neat.
It's just like the animes.
Like those
with the
tatamis. The beds on the floor.
Oh look, they're saying hi to Burpsis.
Hi. She waved.
She waved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No voice reveal.
No voice reveal.
Yeah.
She has a good voice, that's all you need to know. It runs in the family.
She's too busy like doing important stuff, like saving lives to stream
to be
to stream girl. Final Fantasy 14.
She loves Final Fantasy 14.
She'll stream her Final Fantasy 14 raids, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I think she'd be happy to do that.
It's the only time she streams.
Hey guys, watch me read. That's it.
Oh my god,
we are living the anime life indeed.
So
yeah
even night view is really nice here.
Yeah, it's super nice. Yeah, it's so pretty.
Yeah
but the outside in the morning is nice too.
I bet.
Yeah
the day it's really green.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
And what class does she play? Whisper in my ear what class you play. Did you say dancer?
She said like dancer.
Okay.
It's a DPS.
Yeah.
DPS with healing ability.
Yeah.
For this tier?
I don't know what that means. She says plays dancer for this tier. I have no idea what that means.
Oh, she's like typing. This expansion or something? No.
What does that mean? I have no idea what that means, but she said she plays dancer for this tier, for those of you who know.
Yeah. I don't know what that means either.
Mm-hmm.
I like Final Fantasy 14, but...
I change class every tier for my static, she says.
What does that mean?
I also have no idea what that means. What are you talking about? Huh? What? She said,
"Yeah,
what a nerd! I don't know what she's saying." Oh my god,
it's pretty cute though. It's just like,
oh my god,
yeah.
They said, "Gotcha, we understand." Yeah, they said they understand. Okay, cool.
Hey.
Some MMO gibberish. Yeah, MMO I don't know what's going on. Spoken like a true writer. Oh my god. Every time new raids get added, she changes what role she plays to suit the team. Okay.
That's what it means. Okay.
I see.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my god, just say it in normal language. I don't know what.
She knows. She had to flex her.
She had to flex her. I know. She was like, she knows we don't understand what this means.
Exactly.
She's flexing her MF14 knowledge.
Yeah. So for the people who do know
that. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's been all fun.
Right. Yeah. I'm getting much minerals right now. I can feel it.
Can you feel the minerals in your bones?
Yeah. My bones are getting stronger as we speak.
They literally had so many tests downstairs. They had like skin age
tests. Yeah, they had a reflex test for like old people. Yeah. It's just pressing buttons. Like if the button lights up, you click it.
It's like video games.
Yeah, but like slower.
Yeah. And then they had like bone density machine.
Yeah.
Body makeup machine.
Blood pressure, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And then they like give you a huge receipt at the end.
To tell your results. But then it's like the same. Because all three of us did it and it was like the same result.
It was the same. Yeah. It was the same. It was so funny.
I wonder if if we put like fake ages, maybe they'll give us like different results.
Yeah.
Like for the same
person. But like I'm 76 years old or something.
Yeah. See if they give you like a different result. Yeah. That would be interesting. Mm-mm. We should go down and try it and like debunk the machine. Yeah. See if it always gives like your age plus an X amount of like years.
Yeah.
Because we all got like our age plus X number of years, like the same exact same result.
Yeah.
And then the written result is the same, the score is the same.
They said take a bath every day.
Like, yeah, they just said take a bath every day.
They want us to go to onsen. Like not they don't mean like shower every day. They mean like take a bath.
Yeah, because one of the questions is do you only shower every day?
Yeah.
You not bath? And then you're like, yes, I shower every day. But I don't bath. And then they're like, you should bath more.
You should bath more.
It was one of the results. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So they just want us to come here more.
Yeah, basically. We should bath more.
Yeah. But it's really so fancy here. Like there's just like all the ladies who work here in kimono.
Yeah. Proper kimono. And like the service is really good. Like everyone's really polite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for when they told us that we should take the shuttle.
It was low-key being rude.
Yeah, that was like Yeah. It's like when they do omotenashi too much and they kind of say it, like kind of talk too much.
Yeah.
They're just like giving you too much service. Yeah. At that point it starts being like, you're like, okay, just like calm down.
Yeah. And like also when we were leaving, the guy's like, oh, you're going out, right?
Yeah. Like, the bus is leaving in 2 minutes. I'm like, I know when the bus is leaving. That's why we're here. That's why we're going to the bus right now, because we know the bus is leaving.
Yeah. But like he wasn't even close to us. Like he was upstairs.
He yelled down from upstairs and he was like, oh, you guys are going to the bus? It's leaving in 2 minutes. I'm like, I know when the bus is leaving. That's why we're going to the bus. Yeah. I was like, just like a little bit too much service, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. But it's so funny when they do that, though.
It is.
Because it's so extra.
It's so extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so extra. And like, but that's kind of like the Japan experience.
Yeah, right? It is. They're just giving you too much service, and you're like,
oh. Yeah. Because, like, I told my chat this, but one time, like, I ordered, like, a smoothie on Uber Eats, and, like, they didn't have it in stock. So they called me, and they're like, I'm so graciously sorry about, like, your smoothie. We're so very, very sorry. Like, can we please, I beg you, can we please replace it kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, it was just so.
They call you? Yeah. Wow.
And they were so apologetic, and I was just like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me one time with a Uber Eats driver when they delivered, like, my drink and my food.
Yeah.
And I was so hungry. I ordered, like, a pasta and a coffee. Yeah. And the coffee spilled, like, a little bit in the bag. And then he showed me the bag.
But then in America, was like,
I know, they just gave it to me. Like, the coffee spilled, like, 2 drops in the bag. And he was like, I'm so sorry, you spilled the coffee a little bit. If you want to, like, return it. If you want to, like, get a refund, I'll just take this back, okay? And it's fine. You can get a refund. I'm like, no, I'm just going to take it and drink it because most of it is still in the cup. And also, I'm really hungry, so please give me the food. Yeah. So then.
But literally.
He was like, you can get a refund. I'll just take it back. I'm so sorry. I spilled it. He, like, asked. And I was like, no, give me the food.
Just give me my stuff.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah, but in America, the freaking Dunkin' Donuts delivery. It just came with 2 drops left in the cup, because the guy had the Dunkin' Donuts like coffee like in the basket
like, in his bike, and it was just dripping the whole way.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just, like, let it be.
Yeah.
And he just, like, let it drip. He gave it to me, like, oh, sorry, it's like, spilled, and I'm like, there's no coffee. It was even dripping from the bike. Like, you see from the basket that it was dripping, and he just, like, let it be.
And then,
yeah.
And yeah. Then, like,
yeah, exactly.
Let it be, let it be.
Yeah, he was so chill. He was, like, so chill. I'm like, you should not be chill about this. Like, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, also, like, one of Louis' coffees didn't have, like, the cap on, like, yeah, correctly.
Yeah.
And then it spilled all over the front entrance.
Yep. It, like, I think one of the coffees came, one time, like, after you guys all left, and I ordered an Uber Eats, and one of the coffees, like, they instead of having the coffee, like, come just, like, as is, they put the coffee in, like, a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And then the entire coffee spilled into the plastic bag. And it was just, like, the coffee cup was just bathing in the coffee. In the plastic bag, so it didn't spill into the food, but the coffee itself was completely spilled inside the plastic bag. So then I actually poured the coffee from the plastic bag back into the cup to drink it. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, oh, I give up. And I put it back into a separate cup to drink it. But, like, it just entirely, they should have just given me the coffee in the plastic bag. Like, what? If that was going to be the case, just put it in the plastic bag and just deliver. I don't know what is wrong with them that they have to deliver the coffee in these cups that 100% spill.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, the thing is in Japan, though, like, they take the cup and then they put, like, plastic.
They put a cling wrap over it. Yeah. And then they put the, and it and almost never spills.
Yeah.
And then they usually put it in the cup holder thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it doesn't spill.
It doesn't spill.
It never spills this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they should do that.
I don't know why they can't just do that. Like, it never spills this way.
It's extra effort.
Yeah.
Lua.
Yeah. But seriously, your coffee will never spill if it's done this way. Just put the cup on top of the cling wrap.
Yeah. Because, like, I think when that happens in Uber, like, the restaurant gets, like, some fine or something like that, right? Or I don't know.
Like if it spills? Really?
I think so. Really? I don't know. Because, like, we get a refund.
Because it's a delivery thing, no?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, though.
Yeah, they should. Because
but you would think they would, like, do that so it doesn't spill.
I don't think they do. Because a delivery company needs the restaurants.
Right. Also, maybe it's Uber. But Uber should tell their restaurants, like, hey, put cling wrap on it or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe a lot of people just don't get their coffee delivered.
No. No, I think a lot of people do, though. I don't know. It depends on the area.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just, like, almost 80% of the time is spilled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In California, 80% of the time is spilled. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But in Japan, 0%.
In Japan, they're, like, carefully places coffee on
it's the been floor. Spilled. It's been spilled, like almost 0% of the time.
Yeah.
And if it has been, it's, like, 2 drops.
Yeah. And then they ask, can we please refund this? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. They'll apologize for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to me, that difference. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Hmm.
But yeah.
It's bad odds, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because in cities, a lot of people deliver on their bikes. But we have some deliveries in cars and it still spills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they doing? There was one Uber Eats lady that we got while we were in LA.
Yeah, yeah. She just drove around in circles. Yeah. Yeah. And what was she doing?
And then she had someone in her car.
Yeah, somebody else was in her car as well. Like, what? It's so shady. It was so weird.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
She also drove in, like, wrong direction, like, two or three times. Like, while she was, like, getting over, and then there was, like, somebody else in her car, and it was really sus.
Yeah, it was super sus.
I mean, the stuff delivered, like, whatever, right? But, like,
but it was just weird. So weird. Yeah. It's like, why do you have a random person
I think the one time it didn't spill, the person did come in a car.
Ah.
And also, the thing was really well packaged. It was in, like, a cup holder and everything. Yeah. So, that one time it didn't spill, that was how it was delivered. But all the bicycle people always spill.
Always.
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, it's the method of transportation and, of course, the packaging. Because in Japan, it's all bicycle.
Mm.
But they never spill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's car, it's really rare.
Yeah, but it's rare it's car in Japan. Yeah. But even bicycle, they never spill because of the way it's packaged.
Mm.
McDonald's has these double lids. They have one lid on the inside and one on the outside. And it's perfect. It doesn't spill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had McDelivery once.
Yeah, they have special packaging for delivery that doesn't spill ever.
Yeah.
For hot beverages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
So knit, but I don't think they have that in America. No, I doubt it. They have it specially in Japan, special packaging for delivery so it doesn't spill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
They don't have it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, the internet died.
Yeah, I think the internet died.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're still on.
Internet is dead, so I can't see the chat. But
sad.
Hold on, I will reconnect.
Come back to her.
Reconnect Wi-Fi.
Come back.
Or I can load it on my phone.
True. It should come back.
Yeah. I'll also load it on my phone.
Okay.
Oh, I do have it loaded.
Oh, cool. Hey, chat. Hi, chat.
What are we up to?
I see.
All right. Whoa, we missed a lot.
Yeah.
What the? Wait, what? The... Okay, okay.
And you'll only have...
Here.
Yeah.
Initial D drivers. Okay. Yeah, here we are.
We're here.
Yeah, we're still on my phone because I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi on my phone. Yeah.
Hi.
But my computer is disconnected on the Wi-Fi. Yeah, so we can see you in my phone now.
But we see
you. Yeah, let's see. This is why we couldn't stream. The Wi-Fi is dead on the computer right now.
It's dead.
Yeah, I'm trying to reconnect. It's not connecting. Mm. Yeah, it's just dead. Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. You're now lost in the void.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For those of you who are wondering where the chat is, please check my quote retweet on the space. Mm-hmm. And there's a link to the chat. That's where we are right now. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering where we're reading chat, that's where we are.
Yeah.
Mm.
We see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We back.
So... Yeah,
we found you.
Yeah,
found you.
We see everybody now. Let me do like all messages.
Yeah,
here we are.
Oh, the chat's back.
Oh, chat's back. I was gonna switch here to live chat too. There we are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, chums.
We see everybody now.
Yeah. But yeah, I see you. I see you.
Mm-hmm. You got a raise at your job? Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Nice!
Oh, baby.
Nice.
Cool.
You got that.
Oh my god, I was talking to my friend the other day. She works at a Japanese company. Mm. And she said she was working there for 4 years and she never got a raise.
Really?
I was like,
no way.
What the heck? You need to get out of the job ASAP.
Yeah, that's a bad company.
Yeah, she said that she got an unraise. Like, they put down her salary because the company's in the red.
I was like, what?
You need to leave.
Wow. No way. Every year I work for my company, every year I get a review and I get a raise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every time you get a review, you should be getting a slight raise. If you're not, then why are you still there?
Yeah.
Like, you're not... It means you're not developing, you know what I mean?
Right.
It means you should change jobs.
Yeah.
It means they don't think your work is of value to them to give you a raise. Right. And so, like, it's not... You shouldn't...
Yeah, that makes sense. Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
For now, my employer is at CloudTomo, so please conduct a quarterly review.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do quarterly review streams.
Do I get a raise?
How CloudTomo? Does she get a raise? Does she do a good job?
Do I do great? Do I deserve a raise? But yeah.
Yeah,
most companies you do that. Like in my company.
Yeah, we get annual reviews and then you review your work. And then, you know, they're like, we want to thank you for everything you contributed. Or like increasing your salary, like that kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. We'll see.
You need to do my review. So, oh my god, the 2-year anniversary is actually an annual review.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
big raise. 10 cents.
Oh my gosh.
Of course. Okay, thank you. Definitely deserve a raise. Thank you. Yeah. Everyone gets it after 1 year. I guess, but like the yearly streams, like the anniversary.
Yeah.
Which is coming up soon. November.
Yeah, November 5th. Yes.
November 5th.
Yeah.
Gen 1's is April 28th.
Yeah.
Ish.
Isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
1 more Tansy Bucks coffee. Thank you. honestly, like,
how do VTubers get raises?
It's a good question though. Yeah. And I feel like it's even harder for people who are like just VTubers, because it's like, yeah, at least if you have a normal job, then like, okay, like you can get a raise, probably. Not my friend who's like at her company, but like,
Yeah, I didn't realize we could chat with you here. We thought we were just supposed to listen. Yeah, we've been chatting.
Yeah, we've been chatting. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess every now and then I should remind people that you can chat. Because I think people join and they don't know.
They don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you told
your friend who's is stuck in the job gets a are they changing jobs?
She's
I can't believe they got a pay cut instead.
She's like, I wanna change jobs.
Yeah.
Like literally I haven't seen her in a year and a half, and she was like, oh, I'm going to change jobs. And then a year and a half later, she's like, oh, I'm going to change jobs.
What?
I was like, you have to change jobs.
Dude, I think some people just, like, are stuck in this, like, inertia.
Where
they always say they want to do something, but they never do it.
They never do it, yeah.
Like, if you want to make a change in something, you should do it. Like, look for ways to do it right away.
Yeah. I feel like there's
Don't dilly-dally. Like, people who just say they want to do it and never do it don't want to do it. It's just... Yeah, that's really frustrates me when people do that.
Yeah. Like, there's always a way to do something. Yeah. There's always a way to change.
Yeah. Stop dreaming. Make it reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of, like, just...
I don't even know if it's Stockholm Syndrome. Like, she's not really convincing herself that it's good. Like, you know?
Yeah, no, she knows it's bad.
Yeah, she knows, like, it's bad, but, like...
It's, like, not wanting to change because it's too...
Yeah.
It's more effort to
change. It's, like, starting with the man in the mirror. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking about.
That one. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're stuck in a movie theater for 3 years because of, but don't be afraid of how annoying it is. Yeah, don't be afraid of it. Once you do it, you're going to realize that making the change is worth it. And also, it's not as annoying as you thought it was.
Right, but you made that change, and that's great. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Proud of you. Yeah. Gotta work for what you want in life, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Welcome to the right to talk.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. I feel like it's important. Yeah.
I mean, okay, like calculate all of your risks and make sure it's going to be worth it for you and make sure you have a backup plan if it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have don't put all your eggs in the same basket and just make sure you're safe. Even if things don't work out, you have plan B, plan C, plan D. But
Yeah.
Do it, you know? Do plan A.
I literally don't have a plan B or C, but...
do plan A. She's doing plan A right now.
Only plan A.
She's on plan A and it's working out fine, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're good. But
It's what I mean is, if plan A doesn't work out, don't, instantly go homeless, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, don't go straight for it right away. Be very uncertain of what's
happening. Yeah. Don't just have zero money and no home. If planning doesn't work out.
Best plan.
Yeah.
We can't even read. I'll read for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All in. Yeah.
Make sure plan A works. Yes. Yeah. Let's go.
Exactly. Make sure.
If you need plan B or C, it's a skill issue.
Okay. No plan B or C.
Yeah. No skill issues here. We're plan A only.
Yeah.
Only plan A.
Mm-hmm. Only plan A.
Only plan A. Only Nene. Let's go. It rhymes.
Oh my god, but honestly, in games, if there's a lotto thing, I'll put all the money in the lottery.
Oh my god.
But just because it's a game.
You know, I have a gamble function in my chat when I'm live.
Yeah.
And then I always go all in. If I lose, I lose all. If I win, I win a lot. So
But that's fun if it's not real life.
Yeah, it's not real life. Yeah, put it all in if it's not real life.
Yeah.
It's all in it.
Yeah. If it's real life, then maybe not all in. But I don't know. But
half in.
Yeah.
Half in, half out. I don't know. Just make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
I'm kind of half in, half out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me and Lua especially, I guess we like invest a lot in in ourselves, I guess. Yeah. And that in itself is a gamble.
Yeah.
But it worked out all right. So
Yeah.
But like we weren't like, oh, I'm just gonna like cruise and like just not
Right.
Put in the effort kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that's true.
I can see that.
That's true. We have comparable like skeb.
Skeb,
like yearly summaries.
Yeah. Basically, we spend a lot of money on ourselves.
We do.
For you.
We do for streaming.
Yeah.
No, every time I buy a nice mic, and then Nana comes back, and she's like, I also bought this really nice mic.
Yeah, baby.
Every time I like, Nana, this mic is really nice. And then, like, 1 week later, she has the same mic. She's like, oh, is it really nice? Okay, I'm going to buy it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, the mic that Lua has, like, right on this table, like, I have it.
Yeah, I told her this is really nice. So, this one she's been using while traveling is the same mic that I have.
Yeah, Lua said it was good, so I was like, okay, I'll
And,
like, also, like, Mokopi, Lua got it first.
Yeah, and I told her it was good.
Yeah, and then, like, I got it, and I'm like, you're right, it is good. So, like, my opinion is if Lua says something is good, it's probably good. Can't go wrong.
Mic twins. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many mics do you have?
Oh, my God, way too many.
Me too, to be honest.
Yeah, you have a lot,
too. I have a lot of mics. Yeah. Way too many mics. Mics for every occasion.
Yeah.
I can lend people mics and still have a lot of mics to use. Yeah.
Lua has a lot of mics.
I have like four boom arms at home.
Oh my god.
Like two mics are wired in at all times. Because I need to switch. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my desk has just four boom arms sticking out with different things. My desk is like a robot.
Yeah.
Oh god.
But yeah, it's good. It's good because like we have many different options, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Number of mics, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, up in the
top. How many you use at the same time? Only one.
And we technically, you could use two at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. You could you can wire in two condenser mics and make it into an ASMR stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe one time to do like four inputs and put two ASMR mics in. That'd be crazy, right?
Whoa. Yeah, you need a big...
Audio interface.
Yeah.
But then you could, like, use both at the same time.
For two people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need a bigger audio interface, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, just, like, one mic here, like, and here. So then you could just, like, use both.
Two identical condensers. I was thinking about buying, those, like, small condensers.
Oh, yeah, the little ones? Yeah. Really ASMR, right?
Yeah, but you need a specific way to, like, mount them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, mic talk.
I mean, we won't need to do that if we just have an audio interface that has four inputs.
Yeah. But yeah, mics are fun.
Then we just both need to bring our 3DOs and then we could do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of inputs. But then in OBS, it'd just be two audio inputs.
Right, exactly.
That's cool. Actually, would it be if it's one single audio interface? I don't know.
Maybe, the babyface has, like, they have two inputs.
Yeah.
But you can use them as separate channels.
I see.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So maybe you could do that.
Yeah, because mine gets at... I don't know how it would work with, like, I have two inputs right now with SSL too, but
yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen it be like that. But I've only ever done two inputs with 3DO, so maybe.
Right.
Maybe 3DO is always single input, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
It's like, what if it gets added as one input with four?
That'd be wild.
Four sound inputs. That's crazy.
There's a 3DO mic that has like six ears on it. Have you ever seen it?
Hey. It's like the one by 3DO?
Yeah.
The most expensive one, right? Yeah. The 360 sound one?
I think it has like four inputs.
This just has hella ears.
Yeah. Hella ears.
Yeah, it has a lot of ears.
It's crazy.
And I think I've seen the picture. It looks really weird.
Yeah, it looks so weird. This internet is so cheap.
Yeah, it is. I think your data is better.
Yeah.
Use two or three at the same time, so there's no how no feels like one of those cat girls. Cat girls with human ears.
You don't have to share the same ear to Lily Girl. I'm like, so knit. But yeah, it just depends on how the interface interacts with OBS.
Yeah.
Like, six, I don't really know.
Six ears for aliens.
I think you could do that, though, definitely.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be four inputs.
Yeah.
That's stupid. We'd have to filter for four inputs.
Yeah.
It's just too much filtering.
Is this the one?
Yeah. Oh, no. Once I get my soundproof room, we could.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No. It's this one.
Omni.
$5,000. Look at this.
Oh,
so, yeah.
It's too close.
See, there's...
This is for one person.
Yeah.
You'd be like kissing the other person if you were to do this together.
Wow.
Yeah, but
what do you even use this for? I don't understand.
Apparently nature recording, according to the picture.
Yeah, it looked like nature.
Yeah, recording nature sounds in 360.
No, it's been discontinued.
Nobody buys this, that's why.
That makes sense.
It looks too stupid.
Wow.
It looks too stupid. Soundproof room, yeah, I'm going to get a house and buy and renovate a soundproof room, I think.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I'm working to soundproof room too.
I'm working on
it.
Yeah. I'm looking at houses in Japan.
That's amazing.
And getting it renovated.
That's really cool.
So
I'm not to that level of adulting yet, but I'm going to get a soundproof booth. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps because I still have a full-time job, so I can
I'm
not quitting my full-time job until I buy the house.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, she has a job. Great.
Yeah. I need to keep my full-time job so I could buy the house. Yeah. Otherwise, if I just have VTubing, I would not be able to buy the house.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah. I'm like literally keeping the job so I can buy the house. Please, bank, give me the house.
But then once you buy the house.
Yeah, and then I can maybe like go part-time or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter after. So that's why I have to buy the house first and then figure out what to do with the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, it's not that big of a deal, by the way, guys, because houses in Japan are like not that tough. It's houses in Japan have zero down payment. You don't understand. Crazy. You don't have to put any down payment.
Really?
Yeah, it's zero down. If you have just like good like everything, which I do, then I got pre-approved for zero down, so I don't need to. You don't need to put down payment in Japan.
That's amazing.
It's collectively this country just decided houses are worth nothing.
Why though?
Japan.
Oh, is it after the bomb? Japan.
No, it's just it's always been this way, probably because of the earthquakes and stuff. But collectively, Japan as a country just decided the houses are only worth the price of the land.
Ah, okay.
The renovation, the house itself is worth nothing. So when you buy the house on a certain price, and the house will continue to decrease in price until eventually it is only the price of the land.
Wow.
The older it gets, the lower the price until the house is only the price of land. And the land might increase in price, maybe. But
really?
If it doesn't, then you just lose value all the time.
Oh my goodness. So you have to get a place.
You don't have to build a house that's made out of paper. It doesn't matter. You can build the nicest house, but it will still lose value. Because the house, they just decide it's worth nothing.
That's crazy.
Unless you renovate it and make it completely new. Yeah.
And then it can
be worth more. But even then, it's not as much as if it was completely new. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how it is. For houses here. So you can't, it's not really a great place if you want to invest in real estate. It's not that kind of thing. It's not like you keep it for 100 years and you sell it for like triple the price. That's not a thing. Things have been the same price for less like 30 years.
That's crazy.
Except convenience stores. Salaries and like housing have been
salaries
the same prices for the last 30 years. So
convenience stores added tax.
And the houses are more expensive to take down than to tend to renovate and sell, exactly, because they're worth like nothing if they're old. Yeah.
Wow.
So land, if it's not in like a city, it's worth nothing also.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also like if you want to do like apartment leasing, and you build a building now, you have to make sure that it's earthquake compliant. So it probably takes a lot of money to
But that's usually just real estate developers.
Yeah.
But that's houses, crazy. Houses are not really built to last.
No.
Frankly. So
But like that stinks. Like if you're gonna invest in real estate, you have to make it like
earthquake. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It makes sense that you have to do
most, like, cut-and-paste houses, though, are just wooden houses.
Yeah. Kind of. Oh, my God. There's so many cut-and-paste houses, though. Yep. I've been in the same bathrooms so many times because it just looks exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly the same everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Must be nice for the ones who build and renovate houses exactly. Oh, yeah. This benefits those guys. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, true. Because they're like, yeah.
They literally do the same thing every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. All the houses look the same.
Yeah.
Like, the outside might not look the same, but the inside does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
You head out. All right, see ya.
See ya. Bye bye. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Yeah.
Yeah. The price of the house increases based on how many condominiums there are close by. The price of the house increases based on how posh the area it is that you're in, how close you are to the train station, how new the place is, how well it's renovated, whether or not the renovation is expensive.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, how much facilities the building has, if it's an apartment building.
Yeah. Mm. Control C, Control F. No, yep. Control V. What's Control F?
Finder.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. The world is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the house I buy will be worth nothing, but I'll have a soundproof room.
But at least you'll have a soundproof room. That'll be worth something.
Yep. I mean, as long as you're not buying and thinking of, like, buying to earn money, then it's fine. If you're buying to live, it's okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. That's search function. I'm sorry. Yeah. Adulting. Amazing.
Only for the things I've looked up.
Yeah.
Also, I like looking at real estate. That's all.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not buying or renting.
Yeah. I heard that. You're like into looking at houses.
Yeah.
I was looking at houses in, where were we looking? Alabama?
Alabama?
Or Wyoming?
Wyoming. Oh, God, that must be worth nothing.
The houses are so cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be worth something.
They have yaks.
Oh, my God.
Wyoming. Wyoming. Yeah. Do you know the influencer Jeffree Star?
Yeah.
He bought a house in Wyoming.
Why?
And created a yak farm.
A what?
Yak farm.
A what farm? Like boat?
A yak. No, yaks.
What the heck is a yak?
It's an animal.
I don't know what a yak is.
You don't know what a yak is?
No. What animal is that?
Do you know what a yak is? Yeah.
What? Oh, what? My sister just said it's like a cow, like a buffalo.
A buffalo.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Eh? What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I was like a yak farm. Yeah, like the boat.
No.
How do you grow the boat?
Yeah.
Eh? What the heck?
That's a yak.
That's just a buffalo.
It's a yak. Yeah.
What?
See? Yak.
What the heck is that? I've never seen that in
it's
my life.
It's a yak!
Where are these animals located? I've never seen this in my life.
Yeah.
I've literally never seen this animal in my life. What? I've also never seen this word in my life.
Tibet?
Huh? What?
Tibet and Wyoming.
And Wyoming?
Yellowstone?
What?
What? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Huh? Yeah.
In Yellowstone?
Yeah.
But when we went to Yellowstone, like, your brother was only into buffaloes. Remember? He really wanted to see buffaloes. Yeah, we went to Yellowstone when my brother was still, like, 10. It was, like, me, my sister, my whole family. And we rode, like, a tour bus there. And then, like, he was like, I really want to see buffaloes. So I only knew that there's buffaloes in America. He never said yaks. I don't know any other animals.
Wait, listen to this about yaks. Huh? Blood drinking festival.
What?
In Nepal, there's an annual festival held to drink fresh blood of yak in belief that it cures varieties of diseases such as gastritis, John Dice and body spray. What? Oh, wait. Listen, Mrs. Humane. The fresh blood is extracted from the neck of a yak without killing it. The cut is healed after the ceremony is over. It's not very humane.
Oh, so they can re-drink the blood again in the future, right?
But it survives. They don't kill it.
Yeah. So they don't have to get a new yak every time.
I wonder how they choose the yak though. Like, oh my God. What is the criteria for yak?
Yeah. What are the blood?
Yes. Yeah. But, like, honestly, I'm sure they have, like, a ritual of that with, like, humans somewhere in the world. So, like...
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it's gross. That sounds bad. The more you know, that's pretty metal. Bison, yaks, moose, reindeer. Yeah. Poor yak.
I'm getting much mineral.
Much mineral water again.
Much mineral.
Yeah.
Well, I learned a new animal today. That's so weird. It's just a cow. I don't get it. Why is it a different cow? Why is it a cow with a different name?
It's not.
Like a hairy cow. Like a hairy cow with horns.
Take the fluffy ones.
Yeah.
Yak racing is a form of entertainment at traditional festivals and is considered an important part of their culture.
What the? Whose culture?
Tibet.
What? What?
There's also this one. It's called a boss.
Oh my God, these are just cows, you guys. If I see that, boss? I'm like, that's a cow.
A boss? A boss?
A boss is a cow.
A boss is a genius.
It says cow. Ox, bull.
Boss? By boss? Novi boss? Boy, bahagis?
That's just a cow.
It looks like
a bison.
It's kind of cute.
Wait, what's the difference between that and a bison?
Boss is the genius all cow. Like, animal is under.
So my sister knows a lot about, like, biology, boss. Animals, and things. And boss is apparently the genus that all cows are under.
Oh. Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, so all cows are our boss.
All cows are boss.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Wait.
Boss.
Yeah. B-O-S, boss, is all cows are apparently under that. So no wonder, see, they're all cows.
Yeah.
Boss. Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
So boss is the first one.
The top. Yeah. So, like, you know how, like, animals have, like, categories? And this is, like, just the category of the
animal. And this is the boss.
Yeah. A Shetland pony, isn't that just like a horse? But Shetland like pony. Young? And like you a type that? Of horse? Maybe it's a hairy pony? What's a Shetland pony?
It's one with the shaggy pony, right?
Like
yeah.
Wait, is that the hairy one?
The shaggy pony, yeah.
I don't know, what's shaggy? Does that mean it's hairy?
Yeah. like long hair, like
Should the shaggy mean it's hairy? Or does it mean like it's the Scooby-Doo?
It's so cute!
Ponies are not young horses? What?
Wait, what?
Wait, my sister just said ponies are not young horses. What? Oh my God. Wait, what are they?
I didn't know that.
What? What are ponies? What's the point?
It's
tiny!
It's what? Just small.
What?
I didn't know that. Oh my God,
ponies stay pony?
I didn't know. I thought a pony was small.
It's not a pony. Grows into a horse. What? Oh my God. What?
I thought a pony was just a young horse.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What the heck?
You know how they have like pony rides?
Yeah.
I thought it was just young ponies.
Yeah. I thought it was just like a young pony. No, we both didn't know. Me and Nene both didn't know. Okay, so you know what? Kawaii doesn't have a lot of animal knowledge.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Where's our resident MLP expert? I hope nowhere.
Where's, like, does anybody else? Maybe Nami knows.
My Little Pony?
No, not My Little Pony. Oh. I mean, like, animal knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Animal knowledge. Like, who would know, like, animal stuff? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she would know. I don't know.
She
might know. Yeah. Who would know this random animal knowledge? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Animal who? I don't know animals.
I don't know. Oh, but speaking of animals, today we saw cats. They were so cute.
Oh, they were so cute. The cats were very cute.
Yeah.
I also don't know anything about cats.
I know that they're cute.
Yeah, cats are cats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cats are cats and they're cute. Mm-hmm. There was a cute orange one, right?
Mm. Yeah, the orange one was very cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like a shaggy one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Mm.
It was cute. She would know.
Yeah. I think I feel like she would know somehow.
Me too. Yeah. I love Kitty.
I can't believe ponies are not young horses.
Me too.
What? I just know.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know too. Huh?
I didn't know either.
I didn't. What are the crazy, tell us another crazy common, like, misunderstanding.
Animal myth.
Please, another, more of animal information.
Yeah.
She's dying. Oh my god. I'm not an expert in My Little Pony. This is not like a word fault. Exactly. You should invest in kawaii instead.
Yeah, invest in kawaii, not My Little Pony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are cute. Yeah, we're learning some new stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah. My entire worldview is upended. Yeah. But yeah, I like wild cats. They're so cute.
They are.
The wild cat was immediately attracted to Lua's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew that ponies were not horses.
Yeah, exactly.
The cat knew.
Yeah.
Where she was the only one who knew that ponies were not young horses. Mm. Mm.
Baby horses are called colts.
Oh yeah. Colts. I guess so. I guess I have seen that one.
Yeah.
I've just never thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better investment indeed. Mm. Where is the My Little Pony Kawaii Club? Not here.
Mm.
Poor bronies. No. Who's a brony in this day and age, though?
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they exist.
Alright, maybe we should head to bed.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I gotta wake up early to
eat breakfast.
Get breakfast. Yeah, breakfast is pretty early.
Yeah.
At Ryokan, so. Mm. It ends at like 9.
So. Yeah, they're like, you cannot eat breakfast after.
Yeah, 9 a.m. no breakfast.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hold on.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hope you have a good night.
Yep. And we'll see you. Well, next time we see you.
Yeah. I have a stream.
Maybe tomorrow.
I have a stream tomorrow. I don't know about Lua, but I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta figure out the internet situation. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the space.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
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 Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I got to see you guys.
Yeah.
Have a sweet dreams.
Yeah, everybody. Sweet dreams. And you're just starting your day. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
See you, Chunks. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. See ya, Johnny. Bye-bye.